Oh, baby, I love your belch. Oh, what's up? Sorry about that. Won't happen again. After that one. Oh, man. Oh, I gotta love that fizzy water. I know a lot of people don't like fizzy water, but fizzy water is the dog's bell ends. Bell ends? No, that only has one bell end. I was trying to be nice in our course straight off the bat, but I want to make a balls of that. Anyway, everyone switched off. Welcome back to Bit of Bants Solo Edition, starring the one and only Louis McGee. Thanks, Louis. You're welcome, Louis. Yeah, I'm gonna do another one of these. It's a bit late as well, but I have reasons. Just been busy doing the show. I did my show last time I recorded this. Didn't do my show. I was waiting to go back on stage after 11 years. And went pretty well. Yeah, went pretty well. Yeah. I'm trying to think now because I'm kind of just doing this off the top of my head. I should usually write stuff out so I don't get a bit lost in my thoughts. But yeah, back to stage after 11 years. And how was it? It was good. It was great. All the hang-ups I had and the fear and the anxiety of, oh my God, am I going to remember all my lines and all that? Because it's been so long since I've done it, and it's completely different to film, as I said before in the past. Whereas if you mess up, you can just say, hey, lion, and stop shooting. Or they do a pickup, which is where no one moves and they just stop the recording, or they keep the recording going, and then they just get the clapperboard back in and they do like a take two or whatever it is of that shot, and then they just splice them together in post. And that looks like the scene. Whereas you can't do that on stage. I can't stop in the middle of a show and go, excuse me, lion. And everyone from the audience were like, ah, it happens. Can't do that. Not a chance. Shouting on though. But yeah, it all just came back to me. It was amazing. It was great. Really fun. And it was like, it was kind of like, yeah, welcome back, Louis. Like the fates of the gods of theatre were like, hey, welcome back. We're going to throw a curveball at you as soon as we do your first show in so many years' time. At the start of the show, I can say a few things about it now because it's done now for the time being. I don't know if it'll ever come back again or not in its fuller form, because it was like a work in progress type thing as part of Seen and Heard, which is our works that are in progress and you go and view them. But at the start of the show, there's like a little me and Barty John Kinsley, who was one of the other performers in the show alongside myself. There's like this little horse racing thing I'm doing, like commentating on. And Jordan, he hops up my back and we giddy up down the stage and all, having a laugh. And over the night of doing it, we'd done that part. And when I put him back down, we turned around and he kicked my glass of wine over. Like, obviously, a proper, it's a big glass of Ribena. Kicked that all over the floor. Not meant to happen. And as soon as that happened, the audience just went, oh, because they knew that was not meant to happen. And I guess it's a testament to how well of, like, how fantastic Barty is as a performer, because he just straight away, I just went just instinctively, ah, well done. And he just played out straight away, going, here, give me that rug, like a big throw that was over the back of over the couch. Not as like big ass heavy things, like big blanket throws. He goes, yeah, give me that. And we used that and mopped it up and threw it away. And people were coming to the afterwards going, was that meant to happen? I was like, no, that completely was off the script. And bottles of beer spilled as well during performances, so we brought the rug back. And there was moments where we had to just smoke joints during the show, and but it's not obviously, it's just herbal cigarettes, and they fell into the ashtray, and the entire ashtray is lying in like gelatine, not like Vaseline, so it just instantly extinguishes no matter what you put into it, because it's just obviously fire risk. And the joint fell in and it lost me joint, and I was like, oh no, what am I gonna do? Had no time to roll another one, so we just had to just roll with it, pardon the pun. But yeah, just a few curveballs that were thrown our way. But it was fun. The back of the moment and just go with it and just be on its feet and just explore what happens in the moment while sticking to the script. Because the thing of theatre is, the only people who notice if things are not being said or things have gone wrong is the actors. An audience member will never know if it's handled on the spot well and it's just taken care of and basically adopted and adapted into the text and into the performance itself. you'll never know if that glass of wine was actually just planted or not. And that's the power of the theater. It's a terrible thing, and it's great to come back and great to do it again. I'm glad I went back. So hopefully do more in the future. And to all the people who show support for it on here in a bit advance, I appreciate it, because it's not stuff that you sign up for to listen to or to watch, and then just to have us kind of like shilling our own projects and all that, I can kind of do a bit of a, yeah, I don't care about that, I cared about this. But just wanted to get as many people out there as we could. We had a full house first night, so happy about that. Anyway, what else? Again, this again is going to be a solo, so it's going to be a little smally. I don't know how the last one went. I didn't really listen to it. I just uploaded it. But I assume from listening to the test recording that I did with the microphone, and again, I'm recording this one on Anchor, so this probably won't go up onto YouTube. It'll be on Spotify and all the other audio streaming casts. So it just goes straight up and it's handy. So these solo ones are going up there for the meantime. So who knows? Hopefully. Hopefully, sorry, I got a message there, and I'm about to say, I've seen the word hopefully, and literally went on a ramble and made no sense. Oh no, I'm doing the M's again. Okay, let's reset together. Whew. This won't be going on YouTube. This is staying on this recording site. The reset didn't work. I think I can record with people if they have the Anchor app. So it may be a case of the YouTube channel might just go to slip for the moment until I can pull the audio off Anchor, which is probably an easy thing to do. I just haven't looked around doing it yet, because making a video file and uploading it to YouTube at the lowest quality, because it's just a static image, lads, that takes about 2 fucking hours. Like, it's a little small smelly 240p image. It just takes so long to upload and to create. Ah, I don't know what story is, but if I can do it, I'll go back and I'll do a big bulk upload like I did before. But for now, iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, it's all there. You don't even need most of the apps. You can listen to them in link as well for most of them, for some of them, as far as I know. I hope that's the case anyway. Even with Spotify, you should be able to just click the link. Even if you don't have premium, it should just play for you, shouldn't it? I don't know. It's been a long time since I didn't have premium, so I don't know. You'll let me know if anybody out there has got premium. You can let me know. But as I was saying, I think I'm going to record with people over the app. So, but for the going forward, we might just do it this way for the time being. I can ask Wes to download this. And if it works and it's good, then we can record a proper bit of bands just sitting in our gaff, not having to worry about breaking of the laptop. And if I'm pretty sure about it, I think I can get multiple people on a call and we can all talk over the one recording. Which would be great, which would mean getting like just the lads in as guests for just little topics. It'll make it so much easier, like getting Steve back on, able to have that conversation without having them to go up after work and just be chatting after work and stuff like that. Could be a work in progress. Hopefully it'll work. We'll see what happens. Actually, saying that, I think I can like add separate bits in out of this. So when I'm finished having a little ramble here, I'll give Wes a text and I'll see, can he download it? But Wes is an absolute... Oh, he's a demon for trying to get new apps on his phone. He refuses to download stuff because he hates new apps. Like, I understand, he just hates putting new stuff on his phone because he feels it clogs his phone up. And I understand, like, unless it's a necessity, he won't get it. But I think if it works for the podcast, hopefully I can convince him to give it a shot. Because I know he likes the actual being face-to-face when we record. He doesn't like the whole talking over the phone like this and trying to hold the conversation. But you never know, hopefully it'll work. We'll give it a bash. Sure, if you don't hear it at the end of this episode, either I didn't get through to him or I didn't get through to him. So that's a surprise done. That's that out of the way. Real talk, real quick. Just want to just say it's a sad day for gaming because it is a gaming podcast at most times. Kids who hate... Oh, I'm at the butchering it. I'm at the writing out the way his name is pronounced and all. The founder of the Konami Code. For people who don't know what the Konami Code is, it's a very famous code in the Nintendo era of games, which is up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, and start. A lot of people know it as the Contra Code, which gives you 30 lives in Contra. But the big, like a majority of games, especially Konami games, it's in the name, use this code, and this code unlocks usually a level skip or an invulnerability or extra lives. This was the code, and a lot of other games in the future had this code as well and done little certain things. I'm pretty sure there's websites out there you can type the Konami code into and it'll do special things on certain websites, like very rad, what the hell, random websites like Vogue magazine, I think, has the Konami code built into it or something like that. But the founder of the Konami code, Kazuhisa Hashimoto, get in pronunciation, and I have to say it again because it's disrespectful to not finish that sentence fully, Kazuhisa Hashimoto passed away sadly today in his sleep at the age of 61. Rest in peace, a piece of gaming history created by this man. Thank you for the memories, Kazuhisa Hashimoto. Anyway, to bring it back to bit of bands, to the banter, let's have a laugh. Remember I said I was going to stick with Joy January? With Dry January? Yeah, Dry January's dead. Let's mark that off. I have a little list in front of me to mark stuff off that I'm done talking about. Yeah, Dry January, dead. Went out on the Guinna after the show was finished on the Wednesday. I was hesitant. Megan Rose is there with the point going, come on, get into it. I was like, eventually I did. And then I had another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. And I didn't get home till like 4 o'clock the next morning. Ended up, went to Bison Bar, which is grand. For people who don't know Bison Bar is the one with the big, huge window you can climb through to get to the smoking area. And went out there, smoking area, had a few smokes, had a few pints. Had a good, jolly old time. Didn't mix a drink or any of that. It was happy days. Just good crack. Actually, remember, I ran out of Guinness at the end of the night and I got a bottle of Coors. And then we had to leave for some reason. I can't remember why we had to leave, but I had the bottle of Coors. I didn't touch it. And I just turned around and gave it to some fellas. I was like, here, drink Coors. Take that, pal. I actually think he was the bartender downstairs. Bartender. The chap behind the bar downstairs. Because we went upstairs, because when Boys Bar closed, we went up to Workman's. And Workman's had a student night on. And holy God, I felt like a elfle. For the first time ever, I felt like an elfle on a night out. Like, I used to go out and be around student nights and all that. And I just looking back and I'm getting flashbacks of these, like, I don't know if you've ever been in the Workman's, but it's just like, it's like a gas being gutted out. And put a bar in the sitting room, and there's a big huge smoking area out the back. Like, it's just this room. it's this room full of kids just dancing. I never felt so old. Like, I'm not even joking. Half of these people still had their baby teeth. I was like, no! Ah. Oh, I've never seen so many different colours of hair in one room in my life. Oh, I just felt old. I was getting greyer by the minute. But yeah, that was Dry January killed, and my feeling of everlasting youth killed even more. Well, then again, I felt that all the same as some fella on the bus called me Mister once, and that was it. The kid was gonna get smacked at me, but yeah, don't call me Mister, I'm officially old enough to be the Mister now. Hey, Mister. Anyway, then we went out the following Saturday. I said, Donna, I'll see what happens because it was Pat's 30th. Yeah, that just didn't get home till like, what, 6 in the morning after Pat's? Pat's got deaded. That was a mixture of Guinness and Canadian, bottles of Canadian, because we ended up getting a tray off the back of the van, man. At like 1 o'clock in the morning. Lads, he charged us 40 quid for 20 bottles. And of course, us in our drunken state all pitched in and got it. 40 euro. For 20 bottles. I know if you think about it, it's 2 euro a bottle. But lads, suck my arse. I paid 40 quid for a tray of bottles. Well, not just me. We all pitched in. But still, 40 euro. And then of course, you're in that drunken state. Like, oh, you gotta make your money somehow. Still pay 40 quid for 20 bottles of Canadian. Oh, sorry. Dropped your pencil. But yeah, Joey January is officially dead. Twice, and it's gonna stay that way because we got another 30th coming up now. We got Dane's 30th, Mr. GTA Money's 30th is coming up now. In next, that next week or the week after? Oh, I don't know. I can't keep up with it. Everyone's turning 30 now. Everyone's crossing over to the 30 threshold now. You'll find out again in more updates. And what else have I got in my little list here? Oh, yeah. Sekiro. Sekiro's no longer crap. I'm good at Sekiro again. Bosses are getting spanked. Took 2 days off against the boss I was stuck on. Came back and I couldn't remember a special move I needed to do to fight him. But I will say thank you to the game for throwing in another little pop-up tutorial when it was needed. Because I had no clue what to do again. I knew there was something I had to do, but I couldn't remember what the button input was. And yeah, thankfully, yeah, put it back on after a 2 day break. And I got them again after like 6 or 7 times. And I've just been exploring again, looking around the map, having a bit of fun. Got stuck on a mini boss. Snake Eyes, you're dead to me in 2 ways. You're dead to me as a person, and you're dead because I fucked you up. No reason at all that should have been so hard. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If not, get the game. But don't, because it's shite. But it's not shite anymore. But you know what I mean. I've never had such a love-hate relationship with a game. It's no Bloodborne now. Don't get me wrong. Something special about Bloodborne. Sekiro, not quite there. It's very fast. I don't know. When it comes to partying in games, I don't like it. I just don't like I don't like having to get the timing down for partying. I don't know. It's like a rhythm game at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's kind of like a rhythm game. You just have to just time your buttons. And when the spark comes up, you press the other button. And then you go back to attacking. Like, in a way, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice is essentially a spiritual successor to Parappa the Rapper. Parappa the Rapper. Parappa Dies Twice. Sekiro raps twice. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, quote me on that. But yeah, having fun with that again. I'm down in like the depths of I don't know where, but fun times. You know, like a little looking through a little ghost village now and killing little ghosty boys. So having fun until I hit the next boss, obviously, and the game's a piece of shit again. I don't want that to do with it. But yeah, I might stream it actually. Yeah, again, look, I did last time. I might stream a little bit because I was talking to my buddy Sean, and he said I should stream because he'd find it hilarious how my reactions are. But like, I go bloody murder reactions when it comes to Sekiro. I don't think there'd be nice reactions when I'd be playing, but we'll see. It's always good, like, and my reaction when I see ridiculous bullshit thrown my way. It's always good to capture on the first time around. And there's been some moments where I've even caught myself kind of talking to myself to kind of calm myself down and I come out with some humorous things when they're not completely out there ridiculous. Anyway, again, these little solo podcasts are going to be little shorties. A third of a podcast. But you never know. Might be me and Wes now for the next couple of minutes if I get them on. We'll see what happens. We're going to see actually what happens. Right now, because I can stop recording, and then if needs be, I can just start another little bit and clip it back in. We'll see what happens after this. Yeah, he's not answering his phone. So anyway, that was very anticlimactic. He's probably going to ring me now in the middle of recording this segment. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll try again next time. I just wanted to just try and keep consistent, even though this isn't consistent. I just want to try and keep consistent. Hopefully you like these solo bits. I always feel very self-conscious talking on my own. Let me know if there's anything I could do to make these little solo parts better. Like, honestly, like, criticism? Is that a word? Constructive criticism. Constructive criticism is amazing. As I said before, there's nothing worse than a yes man. So, be honest with me, be brittle. Like, Louis, you sound too monotone. You sound too dreary. You sound too this. I'd actually rather if it was this. Honest to God, throw them my way. If you don't want to put them in the comments because you feel like you're being mean saying it, send them to me on a DM or a message on the Bit of Bounce page. Honestly, send them my way. I'd like to better myself doing this because I enjoy doing these podcasts, but also I have major anxiety when it comes to doing stuff and putting stuff out online. It's kind of stupid being like someone in the public eye, like for the line of my work and all that, but I do have major anxiety when it comes to stuff like this. So let me know anything you think would help make these podcasts more enjoyable for the viewer. Not just yourself, They don't say, I like you to sing the entire thing because I like listening to people sing. That ain't gonna happen. But you know what I mean? Something that you think would a more better way to go through a podcast, make a more enjoyable experience for a podcast. Guys, I'd appreciate that. Anyway, we're gonna end it there. So thanks again for listening. Hopefully you get another bit of bounce episode next week if we can get this going on the old Anchor app. So we'll see. Until then, take it easy. And if it's easy, take it home. Good luck.